I was going to say fatality.
Fatality.
Finish him.
Welcome back to the Nostalgia Cast.
Episode numero dos.
Yeah.
Episode finally. Two in like 2 years.
Hey.
It's going to be a recurring theme.
Yeah, maybe. Pretty much.
This, see you in 2026.
Yeah. Throwball fucking podcast. Fuck it. But everybody liked the first episode, so. Fuck it. We'll do it in a second one.
Yeah, first episode actually tracked rather well.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, did it?
On Spotify, I was like, oh, shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of surprising. This shocked me and DJ both.
I was like, but, oh. That track's as good as the slab.
Yeah. So for this episode, we are doing anime.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So what we grew up on and fucking in terms of.
Influential.
Where, yeah. Where our anime. So, who wants to start? Because I have no problem with it, but...
Oh, I got you. I got it.
Yeah,
but I say, let's let the expert begin.
Hey, I'm just really good.
The expert of the group.
Expert on anime.
Of the group.
He just watches different shit than we do.
Oh, very fucking different.
I don't know. I
dive into,
now.
Like, Elfin Lied and shit. Yeah. Like, I dive into big lore animes, too. It's I get a little weird with it, so... Like, the anime I grew up watching, the first one, I have to say, has to be Speed Racer.
Yeah.
Speed Racer is definitely...
That's an anime, too.
Oh, yeah. And, like, because my dad's a huge car guy. He loves Speed Racer. And I'm like, fuck yeah. The Mach 5? Fuck yeah. Fuck the Mach 6. You know, jump. Like, it was such a wacky fucking show. And, like... So racist. So over the top fucking racist.
Yeah, I mean, for its time, yeah. But that was normal.
You got to think, like, my dad grew up, like, watching Speed Racer and Astro Boy in their prime.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about fucking Astro Boy, too. It even got a movie. I didn't think it was that bad.
I forgot Astro Boy was even an anime.
Yeah. Yeah, Astro Boy's one of the OGs.
Yeah.
What is it? Akira? The red motorcycle one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking God. Yeah, you got me thinking. I wasn't even thinking that far back. But
bro.
No, you brought that. Yeah.
I'm talking core. I'm talking
core memories.
5:30 in the morning in the wintertime, getting, you know, the kids ready. I'm like 3 years old sitting in front of the TV, and dad has on fucking, it was Astro Boy followed by Speed Racer, of course. But if I woke up early enough, I could watch Ultraman.
Oh, dude,
the live action, like, the guy puts the glasses on and becomes a giant robot and fights big fucking monsters.
Too.
Yeah, I know.
That shit's,
like, I remember
still
I watched that like 1993 and 4, yeah. Waking up and just like sitting there cold as fuck watching this shit on TV.
Yeah.
And
live.
And while, you know, my mom fucking screams at my sisters to get ready for school. Like, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, I totally fuck. What the fuck? The Devil Z. You ever watch that?
What was it?
Devil Z.
Yes, Devil Z.
About the Fair Lady Z.
Yeah.
Every time, like, whatever racing game, that like, if they have roughly that generation of Z, it's red.
I keep forgetting I'm, like, slightly older than everybody in here.
Oh, yeah, by a little bit, but yeah.
What about you, Chris? What's a core nostalgic?
This ought to be a difference, because ours is similar. His is, like, off by a couple years.
Well, no. He could be nostalgic on the same things. He may have grown up the exact same way. That's why I love hearing for somebody that's slightly significantly younger.
So
he's still in his fucking 20s, so, huh?
Late 20s, but the legitimate, like, first anime I remember actually getting into was, at the same time, it was Dragon Ball and Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh, good. Nice. Dude, I fucking love the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime.
Dragon Ball Z and Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z.
Well, now, I can argue that Dragon Ball was still being aired on Cartoon Network.
But, I mean, like, if it was, like...
Okay, let me say this. Let me say this. Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah. We had that
on the...
On the, like, CW channel. Shit, but...
Yeah, the CW,
8 o'clock,
yeah.
8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday.
On the CW, yeah,
it had,
I remember that.
It had Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon.
What was it, Toonami?
Yeah.
Oh, on Adult Swim.
Yeah. That was the shit.
That was my teenage years.
Everybody forgets that's a fucking. What is that? That's an animation. I don't know. What's that? Hey, there's a question for people. Is it Space Ghost the fucking anime?
If you really want to get
Space Ghost Coast
so before
oh,
we
Space Ghost the host right, from
I
Coast to Coast
love Space Ghost for one yeah, so, like yeah, I plan on getting a Space dope. Ghost tattoo or a thorax.
I'm not sure I would consider
like,
that
I totally
an anime
get a fucking Brack tattoo but
I'm not sure I consider that an anime though.
I don't know. It's,
there is something called American anime.
Oh yeah.
So like the Boondocks and
I love Boondocks.
Dude, Boondocks is so fucking good.
Metalocalypse.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Metalocalypse is just a cartoon.
Metal anime.
You got to think like the Boondocks would be considered an American anime.
And we're already
is it just because of the style of the style of graphics?
It's a very Eastern style.
Yeah.
And how everything is
and how it flows too.
Like
gotcha.
Afro Samurai is an American anime.
I love Afro Samurai.
Hell, fucking technically, Samurai Jack.
Yeah, technically Samurai Jack is an American anime. It's been considered.
What
that.
About Cowboy Bebop?
Bebop is Japanese.
Okay.
Yeah, Cowboy
Okay.
Bebop is Japanese.
That's legit.
Yeah.
So I remember watching that on Adult Swim all the time.
Less cheeseburgers, more spring rolls. So.
Ooh, I got one for everybody.
Well, yeah, I got you.
It's an animation, but this will trigger, hopefully, at least one of you, but Zoids.
Yes!
That shit didn't get the fucking recognition it fucking deserved for the crazy shit it came out
Bro,
when it came out.
I fucking love Zoids.
There was talk there for a while. I think it's got squashed now, but there was talk there for a while that it was going to revive it. I was like, fuck yeah. Like, Gundams and Zoids was the shit.
I never got into Gundam.
I did, but I got it in the perfect time with the whole Endless Waltz. Like, the great, besides fucking Iron-Blooded Orphans, in my opinion, like, I could be wrong to somebody.
I never got into the Gundam anime, but I'm real
honestly,
big into building them.
If you want to watch one, Iron-Blooded Orphans. The first two episodes are slow after that, and they're kids doing this shit. Like, the pilot for Gundam Barbados is a ruthless, like, he's like 11 or 12, and I mean, he is vicious. And like, when you see the Gundam that he's piloting, it makes a lot of fucking sense. Like, I still haven't finished that one yet. Like, I'm still watching that because it's very thought, like, very thoughtful.
Have you seen Zoids?
No.
Dude. We will
honestly, I haven't.
We
even
will
heard
binge
of
that.
It.
We
yeah,
will. We will
that's
binge.
A necessity. It's so fucking like, even if you don't even like anime and you just like cool shit, dude.
It's about a lot of guys driving gigantic animal mechs.
Oh, nice.
And main,
they switch, you know, like armor types and shit depending on the battle that they're doing.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The Jushin Liger, yeah.
Like, that was the coolest fucking shit.
He didn't have any guns.
Did you say Liger?
Liger.
Nice.
Yeah. And
nice.
Then he fights a fucking rhino.
Well, you're on the computer.
Nice.
Look up.
Oh, yeah.
Just look up, type in Zoids, and I guarantee that Liger's the first thing to pop up.
Oh, easy.
Or the Arctic Wolf.
Or the T-Rex.
One of the, yeah.
Yeah,
because
the T-Rex, yeah, the Raptor was really popular. Because I even remember fucking toys of the Raptor, and I got one.
Hell, I had a kit of them.
My dumbass played with it. It broke like a motherfucker.
Yeah. They still make the kits, too. Like Gundam kits.
Yeah. I'd be down for buying a box set for Zoids. They was such a good core memory anime for me.
Yeah. I'm still happy that I still have my Gundam.
So.
Like the set that I still have.
I'm going to go ahead and ask this question, if you don't mind.
Oh, I still haven't done mine yet.
Oh, my bad. Fuck,
but,
man.
Anyway.
Go ahead. No. Let's finish that up.
God, I got like three that I remember watching on Toonami, and it's not Dragon Ball. That took a while for me to actually get into Dragon Ball. I mean, I love the shit out of it now. Like,
yeah,
don't get me wrong,
started Dragon Ball Z,
but it just took me a while. Yeah, I watched like a good chunk of Z. Like, I think mostly, I got a good chunk of way in through like the Saiyan saga.
Yeah,
and I was like, fuck, they're talking about a whole bunch of shit, and then I realized that Dragon Ball was. fucking rerunning. So I caught up on Dragon Ball and then finished, or like continued on from Z, and then it's like a lot more shit made sense, you know. But
I promise you, I'm looking this up. It's just our internet is not being the best right now.
No. Well, you're also we're also recording on the laptop, and
yeah.
Which, by the way, before I'm going to cut you off just for a second here.
Plug.
No, it's not. It's not a plug. So this is the first legitimate podcast that we have recorded in the new studio.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Because we've only done videos.
We're technically back in the old studio, but it's also the new studio at the same time.
Well, we have a whole new contract.
Yeah.
So we're actually able to make this like comfy, and we modify the walls and like put a door up, and you know, which we're slowly working on it, but I'm digging the new look. I'm digging how the like new layout is.
I like that it's square too. That just makes it so much easier. Yeah. 14 by 14
room, but still, you know, we got a fucking refrigerator in here, a coffee maker. Yeah. Like I got a mug of coffee in front of the new desk and everything right now. I feel just
with
so
RGB.
Our podcast table is fucking glass and has RGB in it because we're idiots. Without custom built, I built it myself. So what I'm saying is, I took an old door, screwed some legs to it, and painted it black and put a light in it. It's an old door.
Through RGB strips underneath.
Oh,
it.
Oh yeah, the one that
big old dumbass glass see through top.
But
all right,
the one, like the one, I can't even say one, because like I remember watching like Inuyasha, dude, and I never finished that too.
Nobody
that
still kills me.
Yeah, that's probably like with you with One Piece and me with Inuyasha. I've probably watched about as many episodes like. Inuyasha is like right on One Piece's ass with episodes.
What were you about to say?
But they've been going for.
Oh, I was going to say I got this video.
We were just having you look up information on it.
Oh, okay.
See if it was something you'd be interested.
Oh, NFL.
Watching.
I was about to say I'm on YouTube right now.
Dude, fucking.
Gotta be on Wikipedia, motherfucker.
Let me open up a new tab.
The other one. Around that time too, because there was three. There was Gundam.
Mm-hmm. There was Zoids.
And what's the fucking third one? Evangelion.
Oh yeah, Evangelion. Evangelion.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Evangelion. But that actually came out before. No, fucking Gundam's been out forever.
Yeah, no, dude, Gundam's the OG on it. Yeah,
that Gundam. Honestly, like just Gundam shit.
Yeah,
is what mid-80s.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's somewhere around there.
Early 80s.
Well, you also got to think that Dragon Ball is in the fucking 80s too.
But even Gundam beats out Dragon Ball.
That actually
Dragon Ball came out in 87, I'm pretty sure. 87, 88.
Yes, like Dragon Ball came out in 87, yeah.
Like Gundam's like
86. Yeah.
Yeah, like
it's one of the oldest running animes.
Yeah.
But
somehow have you had a chance to watch any of the like new shit?
No, remember I don't like really like Gundam.
Oh yeah. Like everything past Gundam Unicorn, that's a fucking trip.
Let me ask this question here. And yeah, I want a story from everybody. What is the most nostalgic anime story do you have? I'll go first because it kind of segues into what I'm getting ready to talk about. It's like it's one of those things that it's not an episode, it's just something that involved anime that you remember doing as a kid and you were or it's stuck there, lives in your head rent free.
Yeah.
So mine is this.
I was gonna say mine is gonna be
So here's one for you. And it's just a little interesting story. I was about maybe 10 or 11 years old, and we used to steal cable because we were also poor, and my dad had the fucking little. Lockout chip that he put in the fucking cable box. And every Midwestern dad did that.
Yep. Right? Mine did the same.
So we had like foreign channels.
Oh shit. Yeah.
And I never watched
early Crunchyroll, sort of.
Sort of. Yeah. I never watched any of them because I'm a kid. I don't know what the fuck they're saying. I just finished. Now this was on Toonami.
Yeah.
I just finished Vegeta getting killed by Frieza.
Oh,
that was the first time that episode aired. I looked it up. That was the first time it aired in this region.
Yeah.
So I'm scrolling through.
You watched it live.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, I watched it live.
That's kind of funny.
I wanted to watch
the same show, just totally different fucking spot.
I wanted to watch it again.
Yeah.
And then we had that little scrolling menu thing, like a DirecTV kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But back in this day you couldn't control up or down. You just had to wait for that bitch to scroll every four seconds.
To watch for the fucking channel and type it in.
So I saw the channel, it said Dragon Ball Z was on. It was like channel like 490, some stupid shit like that. So I was like, oh fuck yeah, 490. Like
23 or something.
So the episode that I watched in Japanese.
Oh.
No, this is what lives in me because I had, like, 1,000 fucking questions.
I can imagine, yeah, because you have no idea what the fuck you're saying.
How do you
think that?
And it's a very powerful episode to watch, too.
Oh, yeah.
In the series, because it was the Cell Saga.
Yeah.
The fucking Cell Saga.
Motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. And it was mine when Krillin punched the fucking remote to kill Android 13.
Mm-hmm.
And you just see Cell fucking eat her. Like, I'm like, this is the first time I'm seeing this. I'm seeing a fucking alien, and I know, like, that's Krillin. This is Dragon Ball. Then it goes up to Vegeta and some blue-haired fuck. Okay. I'm like, wait the fucking minute. Who the fuck is that? And then Goku's, like, still clenching his chest. I'm like, whoa, time the fuck out. Then Gohan is a Super Saiyan. I'm like, whoa, where the fuck is this? It's like, wait the fuck. This is in one episode. I'm watching it. Don't understand a fucking word they're saying.
Yeah.
No subtitles, nothing. I'm like.
So you're just in the dark.
I have no fucking clue. Noises. I have no fucking clue. There's a ringing in my ear. I am just so baffled. I watched the entire fucking episode, and I'm like,
yeah.
What? Wait, what? Huh? Mm. What? Did that guy's tail just eat that bitch? Who the fuck is the redhead?
Yeah.
Android 16. But
yeah. Or Android 18.
16. Big redhead, big dumb guy, kill Goku. 16.
That's 15.
That's 16. You might want to check your phone. Be sure. Fact check me real quick.
All right, what's up?
I got it.
He's got it.
I'm pretty fucking high. Give me a minute. you said 16, right?
Yeah.
Nope, you're right.
Wait, that is Android 16?
I was close, so.
Yeah. 15 I thought was trucker hat. You can just type in DBZA androids.
No, there wasn't an Android 15.
There was a movie about Android 15, I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, trucker hat guy. It
brings up the movie, but yeah, I'm talking like in that series.
No, that's still canon. In
DBZ.
Yeah. Like, it's still totally canoned.
Yeah.
At least in my head.
Well, I mean, like, well, because it's funny that you say that, because mine's, I guess, in a way, the American version of that. It's literally the same spot. It's like, I remember watching, and, like, people envy our generation because of this, because we got to watch this shit for the first time.
Yeah, as it came out.
We're the first ones to fucking watch this shit. But I remember the whole episode, and it's funny because you said that it's like it goes from fucking Frieza to fucking Cell in one episode. That took like months to get to that fucking point in the US version. But I remember the first time, because, well, I guess mine's slightly past that. Like, it kind of takes over from where you went. And it's when Gohan went from Super Saiyan to Super Saiyan 2 to beat the fuck out of fucking Cell.
Oh,
like, put a hearten like on that motherfucker.
Scene in Dragon Ball Z A.
Perfect form. So he is getting his shit kicked in. And Goku's just basically, you know, clenching his chest like, that's my boy. Like his fucking dumbass does. And like that, oh, dude, it was so fucking, like, that's all anybody talked about in fucking school. Like, fuck Yu-Gi-Oh! Fuck if it was an anime at that time, it did not fucking matter
because it was
Dragon Ball Z Cell Saga.
You want to know why?
Getting his shit rocked.
You want to know why? Because Dragon Ball Z did that once before. It worked.
With
Goku.
Yeah.
When Goku turns Super Saiyan against the ultimate evil big bad guy.
But that's what fucking sucks that now is cuz they don't do so that shit powerful. Anymore.
But like, when we're
Super Saiyan God and beyond that,
we didn't see Gohan turn into a Super Saiyan under that kind of stress. We saw him take it to a next level like his dad did.
Yeah.
And turn Super Saiyan 2 and he had the exact same fucking look.
Yeah.
I'm talking 6 seasons in between these two motherfuckers.
That is the fucking baddest fucking Gohan. Like, I don't get me wrong, like, there's better ones, but like, as a fuck you, that one, Super Saiyan 2 Gohan, fucking when he's like, what, 12 or 13?
He was 13, yeah, and he was
like, that's a
Vegeta having an aneurysm, just like, Even your losing son's stronger than me. Shit. Yeah.
Him just having a fucking stroke.
You just see the blood vessel pop in his eyes.
Just kill me again. Just fucking kill me again. Like, that was, like, for the U.S., like, it was fucking gnarly. Like, and, like, that's a fucking 90s kid turn. Fucking gnarly. But
what's yours, Chris? You said you already had it planned out.
So mine isn't necessarily watching an anime or
like
anything like that.
Anime experience, yeah.
But yeah, this was I remember in elementary school when Beyblade was real popular.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I remember every single day.
They still have tournaments for that shit.
Yeah, I know.
I do.
You have?
Yeah, I have Beyblades.
What the fuck?
And Bobby even printed me off a fucking special handle so I can, like, grip it.
Oh, yeah, I remember you.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Because,
I forgot about that.
I have titanium Beyblades, man. Yeah, I am not fucking around. Yeah, I had them in my car.
Yeah, when we were living in that house down the street, I even went out. I bought an arena and a few build ones myself.
Yeah, I got.
But
yeah.
But anyways, I remember in elementary school every single day
tech
like
decks, fuck
in the morning before school, every single day we would all at least two or three of us would bring arenas like the fucking like
nice.
Bowl arena, fight arenas. And we would all have like an array of Beyblades, and we would all have little like quick tournaments.
Oh yeah,
like before
like,
that,
yeah.
And then we would like literally in we had notebooks where we would write down like brackets where we left off, and then right where we left off, we would pick back up during recess.
Yep.
And we would do that, and
I
remember we would get so heated during tournaments that we would be late getting to class.
Oh,
we'd be late going to our classrooms and shit, so we would fucking principal and lunch ladies would come out and be like, rah, blah, 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 blah. We'd be like,
but,
don't take our stuff away.
Let me test his nostalgia, like, see how much he remembers of the
90s. Yeah.
Did you ever have Pogs?
Yes.
I knew you would know what it was.
I had all the
Mortal
Kombat
ones. You know what I'm talking about.
I always wanted them, but I never got them.
Okay,
I had all the Mortal Kombat.
But
ones.
you knew what they are. And like,
oh yeah, those, yeah. Know, I've
that
I always wanted them.
So
yeah. Oh dude,
that
we
all
had
this unlocks
of that shit.
All of this unlocks.
Like I also grew up poor.
Well,
dude, I did too. So, like.
All of this unlocks a very good core memory again. Yeah. I fucking love this podcast. You have no fucking clue. That's why you need to be here more, motherfucker.
I'm gonna try.
So,
trying to get my shit figured out.
Dude,
stop making us believe you're dead.
Oh, trust me. After this last one, yeah, I'm good. Uh-huh. No, fuck that.
I'm good on that too.
Oh shit, I'm by myself again.
Yep.
But so,
motherfucker, I'm running on an hour and a half of sleep.
So we were talking about like Beyblades and
fuck.
We're talking about Beyblades and toys and shit, right?
Yeah.
So that reminds me of like Tamagotchis. I had a Tamagotchi.
Oh yeah.
I had the Pikachu. I still have the Pikachu Tamagotchi.
Did you
this
have
day.
The same millennial moment as me when you realized that you're the fucking Tamagotchi, you fucking retard?
Yep.
I'm just like, fuck.
So now
you gotta keep it alive and shit.
I still have like
had one for a long ass time.
I have a fucking I have a Digimon. In my bedroom right now. Like, and it fucking works. I have a Digimon.
Oh.
But, so that leads me to tech decks, because we were talking about tech decks earlier. And I know
tech
we've all played with played.
Yeah,
they redid
how they make the board, and I don't fucking like it.
Okay.
The grip tape, it isn't legit grip tape anymore. It's like some, like, foamy grip tape, and it's, like, thick padding. It's, like,
stupid.
Thick padding.
Okay,
yeah,
like, I hate it.
Yeah, tech decks were the
okay,
shit.
Okay, so, guys, you got to listen to me on this one. This is back me and Ivan. So we were kids, right?
Yeah.
And we loved tech decks. Well, we loved skateboarding. There's pictures of me with the skater boy haircut, everything. Like, we were like those fucking stupid hat at knees, you know.
I picked BMX, but yeah.
I wore an Element shirt to fucking school and should do that. And we were skaters. Mm-hmm. And that eventually transferred to goth, and then which transferred to fucking, like, stop just giving a fuck. But,
dude, how the fuck? if my ass would have stayed in fucking Richmond, man.
We were playing with tech decks one day because we got them for Christmas.
Yeah,
and I remember neither one of us, because we both asked for it, but neither one of us got a vert ramp. half pipe.
Yeah, that was a
big thing. Yeah, and that was huge because the half pipe set was huge.
Yeah,
it wasn't the fact that they couldn't afford it. It's the fact that they couldn't find it.
Yeah, we were me and Andy were lucky enough to get them. So get one.
We had to share it.
We didn't get one, which was fine. It was fucking massive.
But I got a new pair of shoes that year, and this is relevant because I had this like little flimsy shoebox.
Yeah.
So what Ivan and I did is that we measured it out.
We can get a half pipe right now for $40 on Amazon.
Oh shit!
That's not nearly as bad.
We'll be sitting here and everything nostalgic. Okay, so this is how like technical we did this. We measured out what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like how big the ramp's going to be. All this shit. One,
something similar. So, like a miniature skate park in a shoebox, basically.
Yeah, we used the shoebox as we built a fucking half pipe out of it, but this is how we did it. And you can't tell me that this was not fucking ingenious. So, when we took the bottom of it, you know, we didn't just curve it and then just try to play with it awkwardly. No.
Yeah.
We reinforced the corners and the sides with duct tape so it would make like a. Like your standard half pipe. So it would be just the U, but it's boxed all the way around so it can have stability.
Yeah.
So we measured all that out, made counter positions with other pieces of a cardboard. Mm-hmm. So it'd push it out from the bottom a little bit so it'd have stability so it wouldn't flex inwards when we're skating on it, right? So we taped all of that up. Like, made this vert ramp that was, like, half tape. It was pretty big.
Yeah.
That was half tape, but we used the logo side of the shoebox because it was slick.
Yeah.
Skating on cardboard sucked on those things.
Yeah.
But this was slick and had that little plastic coating. Because the wheels
actually, like, kind of gripped on cardboard for some reason.
So, it was very perfect. You know, we put our fingers up. We got so technical with what style tape we were using because of how it would roll with the skateboard. Like, we were trying to get, like just this fluid motion. Come to find out, regular-ass silver duct tape, perfect. The colored shit is a little too thick.
Yeah.
And, like, the textured stuff.
You got to get that thinner, see-through duct tape.
Almost that see-through stuff.
The one they've been doing for fucking ever.
Yeah, it's...
That Dollar Tree brand duct tape.
You got to run both your fingers on it so it doesn't have any creases when going up. Like, dude, we got serious. Got to
smooth it out
with
a credit card.
That's funny.
Yeah, like, we did stupid shit like that. Like, and...
I've done similar shit.
The reason why that triggered that fucking story in my brain, I'm like, man... We were really fucking creative.
Put a pinhole in the air bubbles and fuck.
You know, because that is around the time of when I was getting big into anime as well. So, like, the Dragon Ball, the Dragon Ball Z, the fucking Trigun. If anybody,
I was gonna say the Stampede, man.
I watched that shit every fucking night, man.
I never got to finish it.
So, because we brought up skateboarding.
Like, I know I can watch it, but I just. Yeah.
Because we brought up skateboarding, I know it's off topic of anime, but still nostalgia.
Tony Hawk.
You were talking about building a tech deck half pipe.
Yeah.
So I remember Norma Jean, her grandson, he used to come over like every summer for like 3 or 4 weeks at a time.
Is Norma her middle name?
No, it was her first name. Jean is her middle name.
Yeah. I figured Norma Jean. Billy. Yeah.
Yeah. But Billy Jeans. But yeah, so you know, me and him are really into skating, so we asked my grandpa if we could use, like, spare wood he had to build, like, a homemade skate park.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
And he was like,
"Oh yeah, you told me about this,
but you can't use no power tools." So we had to use everything, hammer and nail, but God damn it, about the whole... We built a whole entire skate park about the size of this room out of nothing but spare fucking wood that my grandpa had laying around in the barn and fucking hammer and a big old ass Folgers can of nails. Just like leftover spare nails he had laying around. We couldn't use any of the nails he had in the drawers. But yeah.
That can was fair game.
We tried building a half pipe and a quarter pipe without bending because we didn't know how to bend the wood.
Oh, yeah.
So we tried like doing like.
Didn't know to get it wet and then warm it up. And
we actually got it pretty good. Like there was still, you know, like kind of, it was still kind of rough going up and down them. But we actually got it pretty good.
you could probably get used to it.
Yeah, it was dope.
So I got a similar fucking ramp story, and it's hilarious.
I got a stupid ramp story. You guys are gonna
next,
don't worry.
Next
mine's,
time,
mine's pretty fucking good.
Next time you run into my grandparents, DJ, you'll need to ask them about that.
Oh, I'm sure my
grandpa how pissed he was about all the wood we used.
But where I grew up in farmland, I lived in a cul-de-sac. Well, like a bunch of us, like all the kids down the fucking street were fucking, we're all friends. Like,
so which
we had
Ed
nobody
were you?
To hang out with. So we just hung out with each other and shit.
Which but Ed were you? Were you Big Ed?
Yeah, pretty much. Cul-de-sac. Pretty fucking much. But so we were all like riding our bikes and shit. And like me and Andy had like, you know, mongooses or something that we got for Christmas.
At the time, the quote unquote, the top BMX bikes.
Yeah.
The top like reasonably priced ones. Like Mongoose is still pretty good. But they were they were black and gold. Like the like what you know what a fucking sticker company thinks gold look like.
Yeah.
And that's all it was. But we had those. Me and my brother had matching ones. And so the dickhead that raised me fucking had the bright idea he was going to build us all a ramp. We didn't realize he was building a vert ramp. And we're all stupid enough to hit it.
Big ass fucking half pipe.
Pretty fucking, like it wasn't like full U, but I mean it didn't, it had some
close enough.
And like, so what we did, he built that fucking, and I mean, dude, it was a 10 foot. Like, it was about 10 foot tall and about 15 foot wide. So, yeah. I mean, like,
God so, damn.
But he built the fucking landing ramp really fucking short, like 4 feet.
Oh, God.
So, a couple of us brave asses, he would send us, and we knew we were going to flat. So, like, the one, like, you know, me or Andy on our mongooses, or we had a buddy that had a Haro.
Yeah.
Like the OG, like chromoly, like pick it up with your finger Haro.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck yeah, I'll hit that shit. So like, we're not using the landing ramp, and I mean, we're fucking sending it. So what we ended up doing was putting fucking, you know, right at your own risk, and we figured out that if you hit right at the R and ride, like right off, like you had to hit that top left corner, you were going to hit the landing ramp, and it was going to be perfect. You know, if you were kind of worried, watch the, you know, people that kind of could figure it out faster, you know. Well, everybody was doing it, and like we decided, you know, we could go faster and we can put the landing ramp a little bit farther, you know. Nobody told Andy where the fuck the landing ramp moved, because it went from the top, you know, top left to the D in ride, where you had to aim for, and Andy hit fucking top left, and for some fucking reason, the way that we'd made the distinction between our bikes is I kept mine standard, like the way that it came, but I took the front pegs off because I never fucking used them. Like, I would just, you know, get on my back pegs and, you know, spin my bars around, whatever.
Right.
And, but Andy, being the fucking idiot that he is, has fucking 18-inch ape hangers on a fucking mongoose. And he was hitting this ramp. Granted, Andy was ballsy with this fucking bike.
So he hit a ramp with a fucking lowrider.
Pretty fucking lowrider BMX. Like, it was the dumbest fucking shit.
Why would you put 18s on a bicycle, though?
Because think of who my dad is. He had Harley spare parts.
I know.
We just cranked on the fucking top clamp until it held. That, come to find out, bit Andy in the ass because he, not knowing where the landing ramp is, flats out, but he's hitting it as fast as we are, where we know where the ramp is. He's not paying attention, like Andy fucking always does, and fucking flats out. And I mean, those bars, they were stock Harley bars off of a Springer, and they folded. Andy ate shit. I mean, we're...
His face ate the front tire, didn't it?
You can hear the, just all the air.
He just make a guttural noise.
It is ingrained into my brain. That noise. Like me and my dad fucking panic. Everybody's like, fuck, we didn't tell him where the rain was. Worst part is, like, even if we did tell him where it was, he overshot up by 10 feet. So he was going to flat out no matter what. Because, I mean, Andy was hustling. And he hit that. Dude, it folded those fucking bars. I mean, it snapped him right in the clamp.
Oh.
Like, he hit hard. I mean, he was a good. Dude, he had to be 20 feet in the air.
Oh, my God.
And that's hauling
free Willie heights, man.
Yeah. Like, there's a reason why there's something wrong with that kid, man.
No. All right, so.
Like,
dude, he okay.
For, like, when, ever.
When the skate park in Richmond was very first built. Oh,
fuck yeah.
So, Ivan and I thought that we were really good skateboarders. We were not. Just
by the way you said that, it's obvious you were not.
So
pretty much,
and we thought we were good skateboarders.
We were not. So we were dropping off those little like 3-foot verts out there, just kind of getting used to being able to drop into something.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that yeah.
Helps so, like getting another surface too.
Oh, it gets
the
so
ones
much
right
worse.
There by the entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys see the scar on my cheek over here?
Uh huh.
This story's about to get good.
Oh boy.
That's the sexiest part about you, DJ. Oh,
shit.
So, here's what happened.
Part of that fucking ramp story.
We were
so much funnier.
Hold, just give me one second.
Yeah.
We decided to go to the bowl for the first time.
Oh,
mind
I love
you,
the bowl.
We've only gone down. We've never gone up. Yeah. We didn't go up any verts. We were just dropping down. So, because we thought the up one was going to be easy. Okay, so here's. Here is the last time I went to the skate park. And where I and I remember the thought in my head. And this thought is going to going to crack you guys the fuck up, knowing me who I am.
Uh-huh.
But neither one being part of my childhood.
Yeah.
So when Ivan and I dropped, we didn't drop next to each other. We dropped across from each other.
Oh, no. Because
we wanted to do the crisscross thing. Yeah.
You
want
to be like,
yeah, just as you're going by. Okay, we're like 12.
I get it. I see the
Tony Hawk shit.
So teenage brain, but fuck, that's so stupid.
Bro, we dropped in.
At the same time.
At the same fucking time. I'm good. Until I get the curve.
Yeah.
And once the curve hit, Ivan did the same shit I did. Legs went this way. Body went the other way. Ivan, we ate shit.
Oh, yeah.
But it was worse because Ivan's skateboard went around us. And then I poked my head up because I just ate shit. And I'm like, fuck, man. I poked my head up. That motherfucker goes, what? And and the fucking bolt to the wheel cracks me in the fuck. Oh, and it fuck. And it went, bam. Like,
people forget
bitch.
How heavy a skateboard is. Dude.
I remember thinking, I'm bleeding like a motherfucker. Oh, yeah. And I'm like trying to get out of the bowl and I'm covered in blood.
What kind of board did you have?
Oh, I had a Huff board. I had a straight Huff board, man, an original
the last,
one, too.
Yeah, the like, last I nice one that I one. Had was a World Industries, but I bought it just deck and just threw shit on it.
I even had the Walmart board.
Oh, yeah.
So, oof. Which wasn't
some
terrible,
of those, yeah,
but it was
some
a flat board.
Some of those are actually
board,
pretty
so.
Good.
But that's what nailed me in the fucking head.
Those things are heavy. Though. Like, those
yeah,
trucks are
wax. Oh, mother straight bitch. You know?
Cast iron shit.
It hits, fuck. And that's why I got that scar there, yeah. But... I remember thinking the second after, I'm like, my mom, motherfucker, motherfucker, mom, you know? Fuck. I remember thinking, fuck this. I'm going to start playing Magic. It's safer.
Yeah. But
can y'all beat me if I play seriously with a good deck? No.
Fuck no. I've done it once.
I will walk you down the fucking road.
Like, but it was what you were playing with a deck that you've never played with before. And I was playing with one that I knew strategically. So it was like, it leveled it out where you, like, I think I built the deck for you. Yeah, so you literally had fuck all.
Yeah,
like,
I was just running.
You figured it out pretty fast, but, like,
I have that weird ability where, like, you can hand me any deck and I'm going to play it to where it's going to look like it's a professional deck.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, okay, even if you don't throw combos in there, it's the and most, like, basic bitch. I will run it like you will not see shit.
I knew what was in your deck. Like, it was stacked, and I still won, but, like, you were handicapped like a motherfucker.
Yeah, all I need is one game with it.
Well, I did take on your wolf deck, too. Yeah, and, like, kind of worried you for a second.
So, remember, the wolf deck has a loss.
Yeah.
It has multiple losses, actually.
Yeah. You just got to stop it early.
But the only
as fast as possible.
The legitimate only one-on-one loss I have with it is to my buddy Brendan, who lives over in Massachusetts.
Doesn't he have, the, like, the
second half to it, yes.
Yeah. The other scary half.
Yeah. We were going to do
equally scary.
Well, we were legitimately trying to get into a two-headed dragon tournament.
Yeah.
And we wanted to build decks that are just unfathomably unbeatable.
Yeah.
And the
that were illegal.
He worked it out to where he can have free infinite counter spells.
That's so fucking...
All he needed was to pop his planeswalker once.
Yeah.
That's it. Because what it did is that any instant or sorcery spell goes from your graveyard straight back into your hand.
Ooh.
And if you use...
You can just go bleep, bleep.
It is a card called Rewind.
Yeah.
Tap 4, counter target spell, untap 4 mana. It's a free counter.
Yeah.
Bounce back to his hand.
And just bleep, 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 bleep.
You couldn't do a fucking move.
Yeah.
You could lay land down. That was it. Like, that's all I had to get him to. I was the guy that, like, I'm over here building this stupid, huge fucking army.
That's really scary, and everybody's going, fuck, and looking at you.
Because they're looking at me like, oh, what are you going to do? I'm going to tap 4 physical mana and bring out 150,000 2/2 wolf creature tokens. Oh, by the way, they have this ability over here that now makes them 10/10s. They have this ability here where they have protection from all colors.
God,
they have this ability over here that gives them lifelink and trample and double strike. And, like, it's fast, too. Like, it's
that's what I'm saying. Like, I got close to beating it once.
Weirdly fucking fast because I only need 4 physical mana. That's all I need.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you got all these cards that cost 7, cost 9. I'm like, those are fun cards
that, like, destroyed your mana. And you got to a point where you had, like, 3. And I'm like, I was not about to let you get that fucking 4th one out. Like, I kept shit in my hand and, like, shit untapped just to. And you finally figured out that I was doing that. And you're like, fuck. And then you finally drained me of that shit.
Uh-huh.
Then you could start popping. Like, I had you for a second. You're like, fuck. And like, I could see you were starting to get worried. Boop. Yeah. You got the fucking
drop that fourth
heart of the
one
cards fucking shit.
Then drop that 4th one. I was just like,
yeah. I was like, fuck.
No, Chris actually has a really good story against me that I fucking remember. It was with your pirate deck.
Oh.
And
my red deck?
Yeah, your old red deck.
Oh, that was my very first deck. Yeah. Because
you played against me and I was like, this is trash. And then I got a hold of it. And this deck was like 150 fucking cards. I was like, good God.
It was one of those pre-made planeswalker decks.
And it was 150 fucking cards?
Well, you mixed in 2 of them. Because I remember you took all the pirates out of the other one as well and just added them into yours.
You just kind of stacked 2.
This was the very first because...
So you had, like, duplicates of every fucking thing.
Yeah, which was actually scary.
Oh, because it worked so well? Or you just had infinite resources, too.
This is where I...
I built this with absolutely knowledge.
With no knowledge in how to do it. So when he brings it to me and he plays against me...
You're like, oh, fuck.
If you guys remember correctly, I had that green and white deck that almost did what the wolf deck did.
Yeah.
Where it would just populate a bunch of fucking tokens.
I think I got that off of you.
Yeah, it's that green and white deck.
Yeah.
So I played that against him the first time, and I obviously fucking spanked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, man,
this was also in the time period he was teaching me magic.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, you got a lot of good fucking cards here.
I'm happy I learned fucking quick.
So
I started pissing Joey off. And
I did
off.
The
Bobby fucking hates playing against me.
I got the give me your deck for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And when it's going to go back in your hands, this thing is going to be fucking lethal.
Yeah.
So I remember I thinned his shit down to 62 cards.
I get a funny.
Oh, I remember that night because after that we got through the one game. After that we got through the one game, and then you called me because that was when your ex had some type of thing on the side of the road, and we had to go pick her up.
Oh yeah,
so
it was that night. I remember that, yeah.
When I split that deck down, it went from 150 cards, and you're about to laugh your ass off, had 17 mana. I had to give him some of my mana. 150 fucking cards had 17 mana in it. I'm like, the draw rate is ridiculous.
Yeah. Unless it's got shit to make you draw fucking mana.
No, it did not. But, so I gave him mana.
Dude, I haven't played in years, and I thought of that right off the top of my fucking head.
I gave him a bunch of mana. God,
I want
to
play.
And when I made it to 62, he was running two Planeswalkers in it.
Yeah.
So.
We need to see if we can get, like, magic on fucking Steam or something and play.
His pirates, they all had, like, that stupid bouncing ability shit.
Yeah.
Like, hey, as long as pirates are out here, he gets +1/+1 or has indestructible or anything like that.
And they all, like...
Well, think about those powerful-ass just power-up cards. Yeah. He had full play sets of them. And they were cheap. They were, like two costers coming out. And they were,
so you're just... Boop, boop, boop,
boop, boop, like, one of them was dumb because it was a mythic.
And they were all just... The fuck? And they were all just small, like 1/1s.
But
whenever these, but whenever you,
but like, they were, but they were getting, built, but they were getting built up to like fucking like 16/16s,
like ridiculous ones, because there was this one little fucker that he had in there that I absolutely hated. Because
it's a core memory for DJ.
Because when was he it a came
creature?
Out,
did it, yeah, it was so, a creature. So his pirate deck beat out my fucking red green deck.
Oh, absolutely.
I know you hated
absolutely.
That motherfucker.
No, dude, this thing pissed me off. Because this absolutely. Little fucker...
Bobby's birthday deck.
Every time he attacked with other pirates,
yeah.
They got +4/+4.
And it stuck?
And yeah. Well, it didn't stick until the end of turn.
Yeah.
But, and then they gained trample. So I was like, that's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
But...
I started attacking every turn after I realized DJ was doing everything he could to keep his fucking... Life points up.
Because of him, he had this one that gave them fucking indestructible as long as they had trample.
Oh, so it was kind of if they have this.
I couldn't kill
this.
Either one of them because they're fucking. It made everything have trample and everything indestructible.
Oof.
I couldn't touch his shit. I couldn't destroy it. He can block whatever the fuck I'm throwing at him.
Yeah.
I'm like, you motherfucker. Like, and I can't kill the bitch.
Because
it's indestructible. I'm like, you... Ooh, and I didn't have a world-ending card. It was so frustrating.
Oh, I'm so mad
you
I missed this.
You motherfucker, what?
I love always, seeing you frustrated
every
when you're playing
time,
Magic.
Every fucking time.
But it's going to make you happy, too, that we're doing this
you
shit.
You dickheads bring me a deck, and I'm like, hey.
And you know what? That's
it.
The deck that got away, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what
sucks.
Happened to
it. I think it's in the tote at the house. Oh,
I think
I'm
you
not
still
sure.
Have my black and blue deck.
Yeah, it's still down there.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not doing shit all after this. I don't know about you, DJ, but
go play some Magic.
But if you're awake enough for it, let's dig out that fucking tote.
Yeah, it's just in Aiden's room.
Yeah, let's dig.
And
let's
just
dig,
play some Magic.
Well, let's dig out a tote, not all the totes.
Well, it's just the one. We're good.
Okay. Okay.
But no,
I'd be down for that,
dude. Magic, it brings up such a fucking core memory for me.
Fuck
forever.
Yeah, nostalgia as shit. I mean, I didn't get into it until I was already in my 20s, but still.
So,
like,
I do have an interesting story.
Like, it brings up memories of, like, first meeting DJ and shit.
I met him in a wrestling match.
Most people do.
And almost was security for him for
well,
a
I
second.
Can't say first meeting DJ, but first, like, actually, like, hanging establishing a friendship with DJ. Yeah.
Usually, I did that almost immediately.
Yeah, because, like, I knew who you were and everything, but, like, we really didn't know each other.
Something Arthur fucking did, and it caused, and it fucking somehow got... into you, and I was like, fuck that. That's fucking stupid. There's something.
I don't even
actually, you know what? Magic is how you and I, DJ, became friends. Because, like, we knew who we were. We knew who each other were through, like, mutual friends and shit like that. And everything. Yeah. You got it. But, like, yeah.
Oh, it's just YouTube.
Because I forget who it was, but somebody gave me your number. Because they found out I was getting into Magic.
I think it was me.
Yeah, it was you. Yeah. You gave me his number because I would show. I showed you my stuff. I was like, "Hey, look at this," and you were like, "Hey, call this number."
Yeah. Yeah, because that was like around the time you used that fuck Facebook.
Yeah.
You handed me a business card. You had a business card.
Yeah, I still have them.
It was it was like professional magic deck professional deck builder. Yeah.
Fucking, I didn't realize the fucking magic store fucking closed.
Yeah, good.
Which one? Tabletop?
Yeah,
yeah.
They shut
yeah
down.
Fuck Tabletop.
Yeah.
Fuck Tabletop.
Fucking Comic Relief. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, Comic Relief's dope, dudes.
I love Comic Relief.
I love Jake.
Yeah, Jake's
the shit.
Dude, we got to get Jake in here on NostalgiaCast because just talk about comic books.
Jake Payne.
I haven't seen Jake in forever.
Yeah, Jake will do it too because I used to fucking work with him and shit. So, like, we talk about, like, we used to work at Toyota together.
I used to help him with the fucking, when he was
down here. Side.
You know, we need to holler at Jacob Payne.
Like, before he even
Retro
opened
Jake's.
Shit.
Yeah, we need to holler.
I got a personal.
He passed me this Tesla.
You know what? I got a personal connection. Let me hit up that personal connection and see if we could.
The Battle of the Jakes.
Well, not them at the same time. I want them separately.
Well, that'd actually be a pretty fucking cool episode too.
The Battle of the Jakes.
You got one that does video games,
and they're
pretty.
You know what? You know what's even better? They're like their stores are almost like right next to each other.
Yeah, they're
close.
They're
on the same block.
Yeah,
yeah.
Actually, no, not on the same block, but they're like
close.
They're on the neighbor
block adjacent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I still haven't been down to Jake's new shop yet.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I want to.
It's just never had a chance to.
I just know that him and I bonded over my Spawn mug that I would carry to work
with
me.
Yeah, I got him.
He's
Spawn
like,
hard.
Dude, you fucking love Spawn? I was like, man, I got.
I'm the reason why he loves Spawn.
I was like, man, I got all these comic books.
Like,
he knew
of them, but.
Like, I have the entire fucking Spawn collection and shit. Like, you know, that's, you know, big core memory on that one, too, but we'll get to that in another episode.
Yep.
But. I'd be down for like getting them in here and be like, hey, can we promote your shit? Like let's talk about comic books, you know, talk about it and ask him his questions about us, you know.
Like Jake from Comic Relief he don't look like he's as big of a fucking nerd as he is.
Oh, I know.
Like this dude should be fucking, I don't know.
Doing your taxes. He looks too, he's a handsome dude. Like,
yeah,
he's like very good looking. I'm like,
I have a feeling that's probably helped him a little, but like, honestly, Jake's a fucking bomb ass dude. Like,
he really is.
Not a bad fucking word to say about him.
Whenever he was working over at Toyota, he'd come by my desk and sit down. We'd fucking talk about comic books for hours.
You know, the only thing I can say I miss about Tabletop was
going in there
the free mana.
Oh yeah, the free mana.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about that?
It was like free mana, it was like free mana, but you couldn't take no more than like 25 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is enough to make a deck, so.
Yeah. I remember going in there and taking like fucking like 100.
I'd go in there like, yeah. Yeah.
Like I would just like scoop like a handful, just like.
And they wouldn't, no, they
didn't give a fuck. They literally had thousands. They had bins.
Yeah.
Hell, they got to the
mana.
Point where they had fucking hollows in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were a score. I remember I had one deck that had full hollow lands.
I'm about to call Post Malone.
Dude.
You know why?
Mm.
I have alpha lands.
He's offering $100,000 for anybody that could beat him in a magic
game. I'm fucking telling you, dude.
If there's anybody, it'd be me. Like
if anybody's got the hookup to get a hold of Post Malone, get a hold of us. So we can whoop
his ass.
Let's get him in here and play Magic against Post Malone.
Fuck,
just like
dude,
you know what? Okay,
love to fucking play with Post,
you know what?
Man.
All right, Post Malone.
That'd be the fucking shit.
Post Malone, we got you. We got you on Magic. Hit us up. We got
we'll
you.
Get a fucking
offering 100,000. You know what?
Here.
You know what?
Or whatever.
I say we up it. I say we up it.
Hmm.
Hmm.
200.
200 what? 1,000?
Yeah.
I don't have $200,000, motherfucker. This ain't a bet. Like, I can't pay that.
It's not his challenge, man.
Yeah.
How confident are you, DJ?
No, I cannot. Look, I'm not saying there's an off chance. What I'm saying is that I've lost to both of you in Magic handedly before.
Yeah.
I have.
But it was always with the deck that you didn't build.
Have you noticed?
But you also. Those times, you also had, like, severe handicaps.
No.
Yeah.
No, don't even make excuses. You guys beat me fair and fucking square. But yeah. Understand something.
But you, I mean, in your own right, you were handicapped like a motherfucker.
And here's a question. I
like
really,
it's a small victory.
And I truly want you guys to think about this. In a one-on-one, have I lost twice in a row?
No.
No.
Never.
Almost.
No.
But because, never.
But that was what. Yeah. But that was when I would switch from my red green deck to my black deck.
I need one game.
Even switching up decks
on a new deck. I need one game.
That tells me everything
I need to know about that deck. Hell, the second for a while, second go around, I'm going to spank you with it.
Yeah. Hell.
Because now I know the feel.
To every time that I would play with you, I would play with a new deck that I'd built, and like it got to the point where you're like, shit, you're getting pretty fucking good. Like I was getting,
you were getting really good at building it.
Fuck, I could not fucking stop.
That was normally when all the tourneys would happen. Is somebody would be like, "Hey, I built a new deck," and then everybody be getting calls and texts, be like, "Hey, Magic Knight."
Yeah.
So here's an even more
specifically like
it's gonna break this one deck
knowledge of fucking Magic. I made it as dumb as fucking possible, and you're like, "This is fucking stupid."
I do have an unbeatable deck. I do.
Yeah.
You guys have played against it, and you guys have laughed your asses off against this deck.
Is it your Gremlin deck?
My Black Goblin deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goblin I made a deck. Black Goblin deck that makes so little sense and contexted and contextured to play it. But how I play it is how it's unbeatable, because I'm like, squeaking pie sneak.
Oh, yeah.
And I sell every I'm so thematic with it.
I thought that was a red deck.
No, that's black. That's the.
What was that scary red deck that you had that I fucking hate?
Oh, the birthday deck? That's by Bobby's.
No.
Yeah, that's Bobby's now.
Yeah, that's the birthday deck.
Yeah.
We call it the birthday deck because I gave it to Bob for his birthday. I didn't have it.
So did I play it before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had this bitch. Okay. It was the one with that fucking.
So I was guinea pig on that shit.
Okay. Every time you tapped a fucking mana, you lost a life and shit. Yeah. Like, dude.
Every time you did shit, you're just like, fuck, I need to build life points. And then it diverts your attention to that shit.
Yeah.
And you're just getting bitch slapped.
Yeah, that's Bobby's birthday deck.
So it's Bobby,
the only other red deck that could compete that his red deck.
That and Anthony's blue deck.
So Bobby taught me the basic rules of Magic, and you know he taught me just like we kept playing and he kept whooping me, and he used the birthday deck to teach me.
Oh,
he used the birthday deck to teach me against
built
that
a deck to teach me. Like you built me a deck, and then you built something that like not necessarily like
I had that pirate deck I had bought.
Have you guys ever noticed that if I'm like truly teaching you how to play Magic,
the
first legitimate game that you have against me, the first legitimate one where I'm like, I'm not going to hold your hand, I'm not going to give you advice. Yeah,
you just told me read the card,
just play.
Yeah,
yeah.
Have you ever noticed
read the card, play the card?
Both of you have beaten me.
Yeah.
On that first game, I learned a long time ago, don't win. That first game, if you're teaching somebody, do not win. Because I almost lost to you anyway. I hold back like a motherfucker. I do. I hold back like a bitch. Yeah. And not to like discredit too. or like dishearten you, but
you know what?
It's long enough past that, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
But I learned that if you teach somebody something like that, don't beat them. The first go around, you do not want to beat them. You want to show them that it's fun.
Yeah.
You don't want to show. You want to show that it's slightly.
And hell, I've had a blast with fucking Magic, and had fucking got my ass kicked all fucking night.
Yeah, and it's just what it is. Like, it's just fun.
It's just like we'd build shenanigan decks.
Yeah,
just to like my blue green deck that like confused the shit out of Anthony.
I remember getting whooped by that white deck you had.
Blame him.
Sorry. Soldier deck.
That was, I paid him money for that motherfucker.
I remember.
He did.
Because I remember, specifically going
after.
You
told me, like, hey, I can build this. And I was like, how much do you need? And he was like, that was it. And I was like, bet. Because it was like such a fucking good deal. And he was like, I don't even want to play that motherfucker.
I remember one night. There was like four or five of us.
From gaining life points. And then every time it was like I gained, you lost.
Huh?
And so it's like, you can't stop me from doing it. So
yes, the drain. Yes, I remember that deck.
It's a nice drain.
So what were you saying, Chris?
But I remember it was like four or five of us playing one night, and I was specifically targeting you just to see what that white deck could do.
Oh yeah,
it wasn't more.
You to everybody. At one point,
yeah, it wasn't more. I was mad and trying to get you. I was just like, I wonder what the fuck this can actually do. Like, I was just curious.
I can't remember why me and Joey got into it over Magic one time.
Okay, so I remember this.
I played Magic with Joey once, like, and then I was like, nah, I'm not going to do it again.
I love that Joey got out of that. Not Magic. Got out of just being pissed off about losing. So I remember the argument was about a rule in Magic.
Oh, like one of our house rules?
No, it was a legitimate rule in Magic. And you two were arguing back and forth. I wasn't there yet, but I was on my way over to play Magic.
Yeah.
I remember walking in. I'm walking in, sitting down. You guys are fucking arguing. And Joey's like, tell this motherfucker over here. And I was like, wait a minute. What are you guys trying to accomplish? What are you doing? What's the play? And I looked at the play and I was like, no, Joey, you're completely fucking wrong.
Yeah,
Matt pissed Joey off. He got so fucking mad, he was just scooping his fucking cards off of the. He was just pissed. I was like, dude.
And I'm just like, what the fuck?
I had to stop him because I was like, dude, this is wrong, but if you untap these two, tap him, tap those two, you do double. Like, let me teach you how to. Like, motherfucker, you have him. You just need to
be an idiot about it.
You just need to pay attention. And I remember that because you were fucking laughing at him.
Yeah, like I stood up too, like motherfucker. But I'm giggling, like laughing. Why are we arguing about Magic? Like I was, oh man.
I calmed him down. I was like, dude, I'm here. Let's get a three-way game going.
And me laughing
was
pissing him the fuck off so much worse.
Joey eventually did apologize, said it was dumb. He was just fussed, blah blah blah, whatever.
I still make fun of him for it.
Oh yeah, because. He hated table flippers. He hated it, and then he fucking became one. I was like, dude, no.
Yep.
Don't be a fucking table flipper.
Well, what started it was, like, Joey getting pissed about playing me is I noticed that he would hate to lose.
Yeah.
So if we were playing, like, where we're all free-for-all.
Yeah.
I would go for Joey 9 times out of 10.
Uh-huh.
Like, if there were... I wouldn't necessarily do it on purpose, but I wouldn't go out of my way to not fucking do it.
The term poking the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's called poking the bear.
Sometimes I wouldn't kill him, but I'd get him so fucking low that the next person's gonna finish him off.
Yeah. Like
the next person's gonna go, well, I was gonna attack him, but
yeah.
And it'd piss him the fuck. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this, but I don't think he knew I did that.
No, he knew. Oh, no, he totally fucking knew.
Okay.
No, he absolutely knew.
Maniacal about it.
Well, see, that was a good thing,
just
too.
Just because it was funny.
That broke him of being a fucking table flipper.
Yeah.
Because it was...
I started realizing it was kind of doing some good.
He realized that...
Because he started getting a little bit more chill, and then
what
it popped.
Yeah, what you were doing to him, he was doing to me.
Yeah.
Because I was the biggest threat on the board.
Everybody learned to not fucking go for you right off the rip.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, because you started building decks for that first fucking, like, 3 turns.
Well, see, I'm this guy where I'm like, if I'm really wanting to play casual and you're just going to, like, right off, like, the first turn, you're like, ah, fuck it, you take 2. And I'm like, oh, we're doing this level, are we? It's going to get
like
ugly
Russian roulette
fast.
On who hit DJ first.
I remember.
Whose balls are bigger?
When those business
DJ plays for the long game, but bills for the short game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I really do. I'm like, just in case it's fire off the bat, I have something for that. Yeah. But so I remember when those cards first got made from these business cards.
Yeah.
I had just bought like 15,000 Magic cards that were off like eBay and shit.
Oh yeah.
So.
Came in the white fucking.
I had all
boxes.
These cards.
I'll never forget when I fucking told him I was interested in Magic, and he was just like that fucking dude running to go grab his Pokemon cards. He's like, I got these ones and these ones. He was so fucking excited.
He was the same way with me.
Yeah.
I came over and I gave him my cards, and
he was. Friends group, if they come to DJ about it, he would. It was always the same reaction, just. So excited.
I came over and handled
the best fucking day.
I came over and handled my cards.
Somebody wants to play Magic. It cheer you right the fuck up, too. Every time.
So I remember I was building. I've always been able to build decks since even when I first started playing back in the 90s. So yeah. I had
it's
this.
It's not really a complicated game unless you make it complicated.
I had this. Already previous knowledge, and now I had the one thing I've never had, and that's just this gigantic, massive amount of cards that I can just toy with. Remember, the shop was closed in the wintertime. The only way I was making money in the wintertime was hustling. Not only just hustling, but like internet sales on like fishing shit. But in the wintertime, it's not really selling all that much.
Yeah.
But one big thing that I did was when I got those is I was teaching all my friends how to play.
Yeah.
And I was like, look.
Building interest.
Your first deck is free. I will build you your first deck. It'll be nice and basic, but it'll be a it can still bang.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the best thing in the fucking world, but it's going to be very, like very be good. But it's really good to learn. It's also really good to grow with.
Yeah.
It's really good go. Like, because I put combos in there that I wanted you guys to find out on your own. Like, dude, there's some good combos in there. I'm not going to show them to you. I want you to play.
You didn't build us another deck for a long time until we knew that fucking deck in and out.
Exactly.
And then I didn't get another deck built for another, like, 2-3 years.
Well,
after that.
Yeah, this is where it started.
Well, I lived with you, too, so that was a little different.
I remember.
Dude, you, like, you think you played that motherfucker a lot? Fuck.
Well, I know I haven't played him a lot, but
no, you might have caught me up.
I mean, I've played him a giant chunk of times, but I know not nearly
I remember
a lot.
This, and you guys are getting ready to be like, really?
We do that
this is
early in the morning.
So the reason why I always said.
Like this fucking shit.
The reason why I always said. It's going to be free because if you wanted to come back to me and make alterations to it, or like you wanted to like add another color, revamp it, rebuild it, you want to make it stronger, better, you want better cards, you're paying for them.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. Cause I need to make money. When I say
I brought you a planeswalker and paid you to build a deck to build around it.
That
was scary.
I sold so many fucking decks.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
I would only get better with the builds.
Mm-hmm.
And it got really funny. Here's how it got funny.
Oh, did you, like, stack people?
I had Gus buying from me. This other twerp named Nick buying from me.
Nah.
I had Bobby. I had, Brennan was with me with it, but he didn't need my fucking help.
Yeah.
Like, he would just...
He was just bringing
he
it
would,
in, too.
He would take my cards, build this badass deck, look at me and go, how much? And I'd be like, $10.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
And that's before you knew, like, price per card.
No, I knew, like, price per card. I just didn't want to fuck with it. And plus, they were friends.
Yeah. Well, you can, like, with apps and shit. Yeah. Like
now.
You can price out, you know, to the dollar.
Oh, yeah. Like, scan the card. And,
yeah.
I know. But. I didn't care.
I got into that kind of.
I really still don't care because, like, at the end of the day, to me, it's like
it's just fun.
It's just fun.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it for a living. I'm just doing this just to have a good time.
Don't you have some nine cards?
Yeah, I got a couple.
Posty. Well, it's not like he doesn't have a set.
Well, I have beta editions. I don't have alphas. I have betas, which are. Not
still rare,
as
but not as, yeah.
You can buy the entire Power 9 beta set for like $55. Yeah. It's ridiculously low.
Yeah.
But.
For people that can't fucking get them anyway, it's all better than nothing. If you just want.
Like, they're legit, but.
Because can't you use Power 9 in fucking Legacy or some shit?
You can use it in Legacy, but you're like playing against like 50 other people that have a Power 9 deck.
Yeah.
So it's just it's stalled. At a certain point in time. People are like, I really don't want to play
stupid.
But
when everybody's got them,
it was. I would make this badass deck for like Gus or somebody, and then I wouldn't be at this altercation. But something they would take my deck, they'd run it like a fucking pro.
Yeah,
they'd beat the other person. I remember people coming to my door.
You would always explain like sort of. You wouldn't. There were some stuff that you wouldn't say to let us find.
Yeah,
but. You would tell, like, the basic combos and shit and how to kind of get it steamrolling, and then it would make sense as you're playing it.
Now,
remember that.
I remember this happening twice.
So I want to interject real quick.
Uh-huh.
Alpha, Black Lotus, PSA 8, Premier Power 9 is...
Ridiculous.
$124,999.95 for the card.
Uh-huh.
For the card.
What was the card that Post Malone fucking paid $2 million?
Black Lotus.
Yeah.
But wasn't it like a perfect grade?
It was the only 10 out of 10
yeah.
in existence, period.
Yeah.
And they donated that money too.
Yeah.
Like, because he bought it off a YouTuber.
Yeah.
Because the YouTuber had an original alpha pack that he wore silk gloves with.
Yeah.
I remember watching this video. In fact, we watched it together.
Yeah.
Because he pulled it. And then his hands instantly started shaking.
Didn't he do it in like almost like a sawdust cabin that he had filtrated and shit? like HEPA filters. Like he was, as soon as he seen it, his, like you right seen the hand, nervous.
Yeah, off the camera, grabs that hermetically sealed fucking box.
Yeah.
And the top's already off of it. And he is just, it takes him like 3 minutes to put this card in this box. Because he
I don't blame him a bit.
And he's not breathing. Like he went from, he just started shaking. Once he had it in that box and it was sealed and perfect, he went, I'm ending it. And then that's it. So that's the only 10 out of 10. And since it's on video, Post Malone went, I want that.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking want that. He bought that and then bam. At least that's how the story goes. That's what I've heard.
I've heard pretty similar.
But at any rate, but this happened to me twice. Like, I would get a bang on my back door.
Yeah.
And it's like 9, 10 o'clock at fucking night, and I'm not expecting anybody here.
Yeah.
Fucking Gus walks in, slaps $50 down on my table, and goes, build me a deck better than Nick's. And I went,
you started,
he goes,
like,
build me the counter to rivalries. It. Yeah, he goes, build me the counter to it. And I went, okay. Because I'm a slut. Get money. So
I went, $20 is $20.
So I just went, okay.
Bet.
So I built it. And it's a nasty, sliver deck. This thing is just fucking brutal.
And you know how mad Nick gets.
2 days later. The exact same time of night, 9, 10 o'clock at night, another rap at my back door. I'm thinking it's Gus again.
Yeah.
Nick comes over, slams $50 down, goes, build me a deck better than that one. I'm like, you motherfuckers.
You made $100.
How about we just call Gus over and we can just play?
Yeah.
How about that? Like, good God.
I wouldn't have said shit until after.
I'm a slut.
Yeah.
So I took it.
Yeah.
I built him one. And then Gus calls me and just, did you build him a deck specifically to beat this one? I was like, yes, because he paid me. Would you like to do this again? Because I can keep going.
Oh, I could do that shit all day long. Fucking idiots.
Yeah, paid.
Yeah, like I'm not. Yeah, I don't blame you a fucking bit.
Gus worked at a gas station, didn't have that much rent, and Nick got fucking SSI every month. So first of the month was looking pretty good for me.
You make a bank. Oh, fuck, that's funny.
I do know. What were we getting ready to say, Chris? Sorry.
I don't remember, honestly.
So, I'm assuming we're getting ready to end this.
Yeah.
But before we go, I got one more good magic story for you guys. There's this guy. I'm not going to name names because he may or may not be on the SA registry. And I don't want to be known to be affiliated with him or anything weird like that. Like, I haven't spoke to him in about 10 years.
We'll talk about it in post.
Yeah, after this incident.
I think I might know who you're talking about.
But not cheese. But
No.
He had a more impressive collection than I did because I taught him how to play same way as everybody.
Mm.
He went, hey, I live with my parents and I get a Social Security check. I'm going to dump, I think he dumped like $1,200 into just mythics, all planeswalkers, like these just badass fucking everybody wants these cards. Like, and he bought them individually. And spent $1,200. Yeah, no, he didn't buy big bundles or packs or anything. Like, this man had...
He's paying...
Money.
Yeah.
And he couldn't build a deck to save his fucking life. Because he had all these badass cards. And he would get stomped by a deck with no uncommons.
Oh,
complete basic.
Yeah.
All black, complete basic, would just... annihilate him every single time because he was trying to be too complex with it. He was trying to bounce combos that shouldn't bounce off of each other.
Okay, without saying names, did he really like building white decks?
No.
Okay, so it's not who I'm thinking.
No. But...
Do you know who I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I think it's funny that he had every single planeswalkers, all of them, he had the best, the best legendaries, the best everything.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't let anybody help him build a deck. Mm. If I were to help him, like if you're like, hey, here's access to all of my cards, build me the baddest deck you can.
Yeah.
Boo boo, this is about to get cray cray.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't do that. And only because, reason why?
Mm.
He wanted to prove that he was better than me at Magic. I hated that. I hated, like, oh, we got to be better than DJ. I'm like, look, no, you don't. Just have fun with the fucking game.
Hell, I think I, out of everybody that I think that you taught, I think I was the one that, like, you were surprised that I kept the best attitude about it. Most of the time.
Aside from Jake.
Yeah.
Jake had the absolute best attitude.
Yeah.
He just laughed the entire time. He was just having fun.
He didn't
give
a shit. But, like, I would build decks just to make you laugh or just to piss somebody off. And, like, not necessarily, like, piss them off, but, like, annoy the shit out of them. Like, you don't want to hit me because it's going to do a fucking dumb fucking thing.
You get the question, why? Why did you do that?
I remember
that?
I built one.
See,
that
I get that same
like,
question, but with
doing?
A different tone.
Yeah.
Instead of
it's
why.
Like I'm whooping your ass in a different fucking language.
See, my question is, why?
Yeah. Because it was fun.
Like,
it kept
curiosity.
It fun.
That, like I'm going to attack you just to, like, I'm going to poke you just because I want to know what your deck can do.
I liked pissing Joey off. I love pissing dipshit off.
Yeah. Because he did the same shit. Bought all these expensive-ass cards, all these badass cards, couldn't run it to save his fucking life.
See, now, if we're actually getting into it with a game, or a tournament or something, I like poking at you. The first game or the first couple of games, and I'll purposefully take
a
bunch of damage just to figure out exactly what your deck can do, so that way I can come back and be like, all right, I know what to do now, motherfucker.
I'd do that,
and then I'll start plowing you.
And hell, you built me a deck out of what you took out of his to make his better, and took the cards that he took out of that and built me a deck, and I played them and still whooped his ass. And DJ made his deck better.
Yeah, but then if you remember that game, I took his deck out of his hands and just... Because he was so disheartened. He was like, man, this thing's a piece of shit. I can't fucking run it. And he was getting ready to throw it all away. Yeah. Like, this deck, like, on individual card level was like $550 fucking dollars. Like, oh, hold the fuck up, boo-boo. That's money. And I took it. I was like, let me show you how to run this first. Because you're running it like
ass
backwards.
And I played exactly the same way. Like, I was trying to whoop DJ's ass.
And it... No.
I got... Steamroll.
I'm talking, it was a hefty beating. It was one of those, like, now, Tony, watch this. If you tap these two, look at that. Now your 100-handed ones are indestructible, protected from every fucking color, and can block anything he throws at you with reach. It is an unkillable defense wall.
It was so fucking obnoxious.
And then I was like, then you take...
so funny whooping his ass.
I was like, then you take your fucking angels over here that are now powered to, like, 75-75 and temporarily unblockable, and you swing at them like this. Click. You're really way past dead.
Yeah.
And he's just like...
I'm just like, see,
and he's
dumbass.
Just staring, mouth open, like, I'm like...
And realizing that I'm trying. Yeah, I'm not just letting this happen.
If it... This was the equivalent of Max Holloway fighting Brian Ortega.
Oh, yeah.
And Max Holloway's talking to the commentary team and still slipping shots and beating the shit out of Brian Ortega.
Pretty much.
This is exactly how it was in Magic. I was like, now, did you see how he did that there? Hold on, he's attacking block. Okay.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Nick's just over there, like, kind of raging, just like...
I know how to beat this motherfucker. This is stupid. Done this once. Do the same fucking thing. Nope. I don't even think you even lost a life point. I got annihilated.
Oh, that deck popped off early.
And then I remember that you built me my black deck to beat it. It's like almost $600 deck, and I think me and DJ calculated it was like 40-ish bucks.
Yeah.
For my deck, and dude rolled his shit.
But then once he learned how to play it, he started getting really cocky.
Yeah.
Really, like, I can beat anybody. I can beat the wolf deck easily. I got protection from all colors.
We all got to a point where, like, we all had scary decks. Like, and the one that, like, nobody really wanted to play against.
Oh, no,
he
mine
played,
was
he played that deck against my zombie mill deck. Now, whenever I go up to him, all I have to do is look at him and be like, mill deck. And he'll be like, shut the fuck up.
Dude, so I hate mill decks, but he hates.
I remember.
Oh, he wanted to swing on me after round two or three.
So
he was wanting to swing on me.
Me and DJ for like,
so, like, I could see him. His fist just started clenching up. I was like,
I gave him false hope. I did. No, this is how bad I gave him false hope.
You Mr. Miyagi'd this kid.
He played the wolf deck because he got really good at running his, right?
Yeah.
He played the wolf deck finally.
Everybody had to at some point.
And I'm like, and I, at this point, time, everybody I'm like, got dude, cocky. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I really, close. Like, I don't want to run it because it's not fun to me. It, you know, it kills
you
people
too
fast. You
don't see the fucking scare level yeah. of it.
Oh, no, I built it. I know the scare level. Trust yeah. me. I've been on the other side of this
yeah,
deck.
I've played it.
Yeah, it's I've been on the other side of it. It is intimidating.
All this power.
So Tony gets this like really good firsthand. I'm like, oh man, I can't kill his confidence right now. I can't. Like he's like,
he looks so happy.
Yeah, he's on another level of like,
he's on cloud nine.
Yeah, he is on cloud nine. Right. Yeah. I'm like, I can't kill his confidence.
I wasn't there. I'm just imagining
just
it.
Just yet.
Yeah.
So he had all of his 100-handed ones up, and he's like, man, I can block 600 fucking creatures,
that
blah, blah, blah.
That trip that he was on.
And because I was like, okay, I had like 300 or 400 tutus out. Yeah. He's like, I can block all of them because they're, you know, protection from green, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And he was just like, am I stopping you? That's when it hit. I was like,
and are not.
I had a planeswalker out there.
Mm. Wait, let me guess. He said that exact phrase, all cocky like.
Oh yes,
fucking sarcastic.
I had this planeswalker out there.
Yeah.
That's kind of running. I didn't want to give my hand away with him.
Yeah.
Because unless you're me, I pay attention to all the fucking cards on that side because I'm looking at your combos as well.
Yeah.
I want to see what's dangerous.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't realize that you can use those too.
Tony,
you can just take that.
Obviously, was not paying attention to what I was doing because he was worried about like the mass amount of creatures I was getting out for the physical mana I was spending.
Yeah.
So what this card does is it gives you a red or green mana for every creature you have out in the field.
That's awesome.
Here's where it gets worse. So, it's a planeswalker. I don't have to pay for that spell.
Yeah.
It's just a loyalty counter. And it's a plus one, not a minus one.
Oh, shit.
So, it stays. So, I just build this bitch.
Yeah.
So, I looked in my hand, and it's a wolf. It's a like Wolfbriar Elemental. And what it does, it's got something called a multi-kicker.
Yeah.
And you can tap multi-kickers as many times as you want because it was only one green mana.
Yeah.
But this card costed 4.
So did it cost 4 to kick it every time?
No, it only costed 1 to kick it, but so it costed 4 to summon
it. There. Yeah. Okay.
So when it came out there,
man,
I would multi-kick it. Now, mind you, I had 400 wolf creature tokens out there,
yeah,
plus whatever. So it was like 405 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I went, okay, I'm going to multi-kick it 405 times.
Yeah.
So that means I'm bringing out another 405 two green wolf creature tokens.
And you just
blah, but blah, 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 blah. I had 4. I always got them out fast. I don't know how. I still to this day I don't know how I get them out so fast.
Yeah.
I had 4 enchantments that every time you bring out a creature token, you double that amount because it doubles by X.
Oh no.
So one would bring me 810.
Snowballed.
And then the other one would bring me like 1620. And then the next one would bring me like 3240. And then the next one would bring me like, yeah. So it was like, but
becoming a problem.
It becomes a really big problem because I had another card out there that I can summon a creature back into my hand and spawn a 2/2 wolf creature token. I do it with the Wolfbriar Elemental.
Oh, shit. So you just kick it.
But what I did with Tony was I did math. So
he did math.
I looked at him.
Looks like it.
And I end up bringing out 227,000 2/2 wolf creature tokens. Then I laid a few cards out. I looked at him. I went, and I swing with all of them because now they have haste, trample, protection from white, which means that you can't do a fucking thing to me. And they have lifelink. Yeah, and it was just one of those.
He was just,
He goes, wait, I can block all that. No, you can't.
He was trying to weasel his way out of it.
He was just looking. Like, his brain was just fried. He couldn't figure it out. He's like, how did we get here? I'm like,
because you're an idiot.
No, it wasn't because he was an idiot. It was because he got cocky. I hate it when somebody's like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to win. I'm all cocky. I'm like, dude, you don't know what can happen in Magic.
See, and this is why I've always told you, DJ, whenever we've played, I want to see what, and whenever you would bring out a scary deck, I would. That's why I always said, I want to see what this deck can actually do.
Yeah.
Dude.
But the whole entire time, I'm actually paying attention to what you're doing. So, yeah, and then by the end of it, I'm just like.
That's the fastest
way I'm able to see how you got here, but what the fuck?
You know,
it's like, I'm not even mad that I got decimated to like negative 3 million.
It's like, you guys also notice that none of my decks are complicated.
Not
like,
really.
None of them are overly complicated.
They're all like basic, like 60 card
pretty much
decks. They're not like, they don't take a lot of brain power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and yeah, I can build you a deck that takes a lot of brain power. I can. Where it's just like this complicated series of events that can snowball up into something fucking ridiculous. Yeah. I can do that.
Well, I mean, you could do that with a simple deck, too.
But I also found out...
Just overly fucking complicated.
I also found out that if you see a card, it's like, hey, tap five, this player mills a card, and you mill a card. Okay. How about we do Dustmantle Guildmage with a rewinding clock? Because that costs five. It's a two-card combo. But it does the exact same thing. I mill a card, you mill a card. But every time you mill a card, you lose a life. And every time you lose a life, you mill a card.
So with snowballs a
physical them. Tap of three... You can win a game.
Yeah.
Just three. I win. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And they're like, how do you win?
I hate that fucking shit.
Either you're going to run out of cards or you're going to run out of life.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're going to lose regardless.
Yeah. It's just going to keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth until somebody runs out of one.
Didn't I have you put that failsafe in my mill deck?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I call it the failsafe switch.
Yeah.
Because mill decks are noticeable.
Because I remember that was the only combo you showed me. And that was just in case I started getting into some shit.
You
he was like,
figure out the rest of it, but just in case.
Yeah, he was like, all right, only use this on like dire occasions. Like,
keep it in your hand.
He was like, this is like the do or die. Like,
did you ever have to use it?
Yes. You used it against me.
I used it against. So
I bet you were proud as fuck.
So I used it against him.
Did it work?
Only once.
Did he get you with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got me with
it. But that was also my like. That's my Nagasaki nuke.
Yeah.
If I pull that out, I'm blowing fucking the whole entire shit up.
Yeah. And we were in a...
I'm ending the fucking game.
Yeah, it was just like four of us fucking playing with Bobby, and you were just like, and you're dead. And I went...
Well, it's because Bobby kept hitting both of us with his birthday deck fucking left and right, and then DJ kept like strategically attacking me all the time. So I was like...
I was being a bit of a twat.
I was down to like one life point, and I was like... Fuck it. Da, da, da. Fuck you guys. And Bobby was like, how? And DJ was like,
you dick!
But the second time I used
deck,
it.
I figured out how to make a missile launcher with Magic cards.
Uh-huh.
And it pissed DJ off because he's like, what the fuck? How did you figure that the fuck out? Because it was like, I had like, it was like a firebolt spell, but like for every time that it did this, you had to spin to green. So basically, you were using green mana to fuel the fire. So every time, I figured out how to put a popper in it to where, like, if this, then that, it would pop it to where I got another green. So start that cycle, and it was literally just, and it was straight at DJ's face. And like, I was setting it up, and like, he was kicking the shit out of me, but that was the point. Like, I built a DJ deck, and it pissed DJ off the first time you played it. You're like, fuck, I didn't even see that coming.
The second time.
And it was like,
so fucking chill up until it's not.
Yeah. And I was like, ooh, I know.
One card dead.
Yeah, because I went, oh, I know what can beat that deck. 1 second. Whoop,
yeah.
Whoop.
15 minutes later, I got my ass annihilated.
So the second time I used the failsafe on that was against unsaid name. And it was because he tried getting cocky again with the. It was with a different deck. I forget what deck it was.
Probably his blue white deck.
Yeah, it was.
That motherfucker.
He was starting to get cocky with it.
Even though I swear to God, I don't remember him ever winning with it.
He was starting to get cocky with it, and he, you know, I told him, I was like, I'm using the same deck.
Oh yeah.
Actually, I remember that blue white deck.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad.
No. Nah,
now
he just didn't play it right.
Sometimes he couldn't play it right. No. But
he was playing it right this time. But because he was getting cocky, I was like, just stop.
Well, he had some really good combos in that deck. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. But like, it was a good deck. He just...
But he would choke on shit. He would hitch on those combos. That's one big thing about my deck.
You got so hung up on them.
Yeah.
My decks are not built to hitch.
Yeah.
They are built to adapt.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you see it, you got to throw it down.
He hitched on these two specific combos so hard that the rest of his cards encompassing these five cards.
And if you watch, and if you watch him close enough, he'll always keep. I think it's on his. On his left-hand side, he'll always keep the cards for those combos on that side, and he only switches out everything from his right side.
Yeah.
So you can always tell when he has something lined up, so you can, you know, you're able to prepare for that.
And they were...
That's something he doesn't know.
They were fairly badass combos, but they were also so easily dismantleable. And
didn't I help you teach him... about fucking, like, the rule set, sometimes it makes your deck seem better than it actually is.
Yeah.
Like, we run both decks, like, whatever the fuck we wanted to run, and we run at house rules, like, what we were used to playing as.
Yeah.
And Tony kicked shit out of me. Fuck it, I'll say whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, we played, like, how...
Standard.
Because they were standard. Rules. They were built to standard. So we played standard rules where you can only lay a mana at a time. And I annihilated the shit out of him. And he couldn't figure out, like, why. Me and DJ had to explain to him, like, mine is built to standard. I can just play it in house. Mm. Yours is built only to house and can't play in standard.
Be ridiculous in standard, be ludicrous in house rules.
Yeah.
That's how I built my shit.
And it made him realize, like, build it simpler, and it'll still fucking annihilate.
Yeah.
Like, all my shit, like...
Think like a child.
Kiss it. Fucking much.
Yeah, just kiss it. Keep it simple, stupid.
Like me and my red-green deck, I figured out how to make a missile launcher. That's pretty fucking badass. Like, he was impressed.
I learned how to make fail safes.
And it's so, like, heartwarming to... know that, like, hey, I got you guys, you know, into Magic, built you your decks, you know, and all that. And I'm like,
it sucks I got out of it, but.
And you guys are just like, you know, oh man, I can build this. You got so fucking into about building and just like, and I'm just like, damn, I'm a good teacher because you guys are having fun and you guys are, and you would like, you were not afraid to look at me and go, hey, would this
because you never got serious about it.
No, there's no reason to. It's a game.
Oh, you would get serious as long if we asked you to.
Yeah, if you
other time you're just dicking around.
Like there was a lot of times you'd ask you a question and you'd be like, "Fuck, I don't know. Hang on."
Yeah.
Well, I don't know absolutely I know like 99% of it, but there's also certain like combos and shit you're mixing in from different generations that you don't know if they're going to work or not.
Yeah.
Because it's such an old rule, so I have to go back and look at definitions and shit. So I'm like, yes, technically it would, or no, technically it won't because of this rule and this rule. That's what this ability means. That's what that ability means.
Yeah.
And so the difference between indestructible and hexproof, you know, and like the difference between like Island Walk and Fear, you know, shit like that. I just know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Because it's pretty simple shit when you break it all down.
But you got to understand
that
it can
get,
like,
really fucking complicated.
Older techniques like that are trying to be mixed in with, you know, new cards.
Yeah.
Sometimes it does not cross over.
Yeah.
But sometimes it does on a technicality basis. That's why people always called me, hey, would this work?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's you thinking. That's what I love to see.
Yeah.
It's like you're thinking about the game. You're not just playing it like, oh, this is a badass card. This is a badass card. This is a badass card. You're like, no, the badass cards are fun, but you want to see what the rest of it can do.
Yeah.
So when, like, you guys have each brought me one card and said, build a deck around it. And I guarantee you guys forgot that one card was in that deck.
Yep.
You would draw it and go, oh, that's why I built this fucking thing. Because the rest of it is just...
I did that with that Planeswalker.
Yeah. It's normally a Planeswalker. Hey, build me a deck around him. Okay. Easy. Because planeswalkers are catered to a certain type of deck and a certain type of rules.
Mine scared the shit out of you. You're like, how did you learn about this? The internet. It was the scariest red planeswalker you could have. And I was like, here, build a deck. He goes, fuck. Because he had to play it.
Uh-huh.
That's where I made you worry about the wolf deck. It was that motherfucking shit. And it was so easy to get him out, too.
Man.
Ooh, that's burnt.
Oof. We're going to find that zombie deck. We're going to find that zombie deck.
I think my black blue deck is fucking blue blue zombie. Deck?
Where is it? Just start calling it the blue blue deck.
The blue blue deck.
Glub glub blab.
Pretty sure I have blue blue.
We're going to find the zombie deck, or we're going to find the pirate deck.
So we are we done talking about Magic? Are we ready to go down and play? I'm over here like, yeah,
let's do that.
Yeah, fuck it.
All right, well, bye.
See you in 2 years.
Deuces.
Deuces. Keep it nostalgic.